Hachette Audio presents Hitler's First 100 Days, When Germans Embraced the Third Reich. Written by Peter Fritsche. Read by Jim Siebert. Introduction. 11:15. 100 days. 1,000 years. The pocket watch told the time. It was shortly before 11 o'clock in the morning on Monday, January 30, 1933. The most powerful men in German politics had gathered in the first floor office of Otto Meissner, chief of staff to the President of the Republic, Paul von Hindenburg, who occupied the second floor suite. They met in the Chancellery Building in Berlin, where Hindenburg and Meissner had temporary offices while the presidential palace underwent repairs. The men in the room were determined. They would destroy the Republic and establish a dictatorship powerful enough to bend back the influence of political parties and break the socialists. The men were powerful for different reasons. Chief negotiator Franz Josef Hermann Michael Maria von Papen, the nation's unpopular chancellor from June to December 1932, had standing among conservative, anti-republican elites, and clout because of his friendship with President Hindenburg. A contemporary described the 54-year-old Westphalian Catholic as an antiquated caricature, a figure from Alice in Wonderland, perfectly cast with long-legged stiffness, haughtiness, and bleating arrogance. Press tycoon Alfred Hugenberg was powerful because he led the right-wing German National People's Party, which had lost most of its voters over the years, but remained crucial to any plan for a nationalist unity government. His enemies considered him a hamster. Even his friends remarked on the 67-year-old's lack of political sex appeal. And 43-year-old Adolf Hitler, a veteran of World War I and the post-war political struggles, but otherwise without experience in government, was powerful because he was the indisputable leader of the nation's largest party, the National Socialist German Workers' Party, a violent, populist movement with an energized following that had swept with terrific force onto the political scene. To many observers, the man was a cipher. The satirist Karl Kraus remarked, "Hitler brings nothing to my mind." "Hitler doesn't exist," said another funny man. "He is only the noise he makes."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?